Watch, witnesses cheer as NC police officer severely beaten. By Bob Price on October 19, 2020. Videos posted on Twitter shows a Roland, North Carolina police officer being beaten as he attempted to arrest a suspect. Witnesses can be heard cheering the man on and refusing to help the officer. One woman is heard off her camera pleading the subject not to kill the officer. Roland police officer Michael Sale, 27, responded to a call regarding a domestic disturbance late Friday night, WREL reported. As the officer attempted to arrest a subject, a man later identified as Jamel Alfonso Rogers allegedly started fighting with Officer Sales. Video shot by witnesses shows the duration and intensity of the fight as Officer Sale continues to try to take the man into custody. The man shooting the video can be heard cheering Rogers on as he keeps effing that police up. Uploading the full video of the brutal attack on the officer in North Carolina that left him bloodied and beaten. Uploading the full video of the brutal attack on the officer in North Carolina that left him bloodied and beaten. Part 1 pic.twitter.com/x2decalcins. Kitty Shackelford, at Kitty Lists, October 19, 2020. The officer continues to subdue the subject while taking multiple strikes from Rogers. It appears from the video there are several people witnessing the attack on Officer Sales. Despite one woman begging Rogers not to kill the police officer, no one comes to Sales' aid. One person looks like they might want to help and the man shooting the video waves him off, saying, "Leave that shit alone. Fuck that shit." Another person tells Rogers, "You fixin' to go to jail for real." "Yeah, I know," Rogers replied while holding Sale on the ground. "I'm going down." One man eventually pulls Rogers off the officer and the man shooting the video says, "Let him whoop his ass. Let it go, let it go." Part 2 of the attack on the officer in North Carolina pic.twitter.com/jawdfg2a05. Kitty Shackelford, at Kitty Lists, October 19, 2020. The fight continues for several minutes. During the continued incident, the officer and subject rested and re-engaged as Officer Sale pursued the arrest. Part 3 of the attack on the officer in North Carolina pic.twitter.com/evjoybsk. Kitty Shackelford, at Kitty Lists, October 19, 2020. At some point during the struggle, it appears Officer Sale's sidearm was removed from his custody. "He's got that little radio, he better call for backup," the man shooting the video said. "That's his backup. We ain't breaking shit up." During the Part 3 video, Rogers begins to beat Officer Sale, throwing multiple punches to his face and body. Despite the injuries to his face, Sale continues to attempt to make the arrest. The video series ends showing a bloodied Officer Sale and Rogers both lying exhausted on the ground. Police backup appeared to be close to arrival. PT4 of the attack on the police officer in North Carolina pic.twitter.com/6UI1Lickley. Kitty Shackelford, at Kitty Lists, October 19, 2020. Breitbart News contacted the Robeson County Sheriff's Office for more information about the assault on the Roland police officer. Chief Deputy Howard Branch responded and said the Roland Police Department has approximately 5 or 6 officers and is located on the North Carolina, South Carolina state line. Deputies from his office in Dillon County, South Carolina, responded to the officer needs assistance call and placed Rogers under arrest. Deputies called for a helicopter to airlift Sale to the University of North Carolina Medical Center where doctors treated him for injuries to his face. Doctors released Sales on Saturday, Obit 15 News reported. The local ABC affiliate reported that Sale's gun and other equipment was lost in the fight but was eventually recovered. Rogers is charged with assault, resisting an officer, kidnapping, and other charges, the local news outlets reported. He is being held in the Robeson County Detention Center on a $500,000 bond. In a Facebook post, Robeson County Sheriff Bernice Wilkins said, "This is the harsh reality that law enforcement in America is facing right now, where some think it's okay to defund the police, assault the police and actually laugh and video the event while it's occurring, while at the same time encouraging the suspect to continue to fight the officer even after the officer has lost his weapon and is obviously disabled. Robeson County residents, I don't want you to hear about the assault on the Roland police officer that occurred early. Posted by Sheriff Wilkins on Saturday, October 17, 2020. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.